Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
All right, some must-see TV. Hey, Steffi.
Yes. I was up till 11 p.m. last night.
Whoa.
Because Sunday nights is when I start getting my bursts of energy, which sucks. But I was flipping back and forth between the Emmys and country music. This is a documentary. It's a film by Ken Burns.
Oh.
And our boss even kind of preluded it to us. He's like, hey, this is coming on PBS. People are going to start talking about it. I'm like, PBS? I haven't watched PBS since Sesame Street when I was a kid. But sure enough, that was on one of the channels close to the Emmys. So I started flipping back and forth. And does it suck you in?
So is it about the history of country music?
Yes. Oh. And I think it's like 13 series. It's 13 parts. 13 hours long.
Wow.
And it's done really well. So the hour that I watched was showing the year of like Johnny Cash going through his drug use.
The 60s.
So we're into the 60s now. And it was about women getting into country music and a little bit about Dolly and Connie Smith. And it's like women nowadays can't complain. Watching what they went through in the 60s, holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow, they paved the way for the country females. So
That makes a really good point. Not that everything is perfect, but
correct.
You do have to look at the progress that was made.
Yeah.
And I think that if you don't, it is a slap in the face of those who made that progress. Because, like, what did Dolly not do anything? Is that what it is that you're saying? If everything is so bad, it's not perfect.
Right.
But if everything is so bad, then what you're saying then is that the people that came before you didn't do anything to progress you to get you where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just disingenuous. Dolly did a lot, not only just for country music in the mainstream, but for women in country music.
Yes.
And did it her way the whole time.
So it was awesome. So I was watching that. So I'm chiming in with you guys. If you're on our live feed, have you been watching this? What stood out to you? What also stood out to me about country music? And again, I only watched like one of these hours so far. And man, do they know how to do a cliffhanger? Because it was showing Johnny Cash then getting back into the mainstream because he was done with his drug use.
Yeah.
He was married to June Carter now. It was like, but it was 1968, and it teased with like a photo of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Vietnam War start, like the big years.
Oh, now you got rock and roll starting to really come in,
man.
And that's making a shift right there.
Oh, and something else that I liked is when they were showing the country music, but also when they would say it was number one on the country charts and on the pop charts. I was like, aha! So that has been going on since way back in the day.
Sure.
So when we say like, oh, Thomas Rhett, Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, everybody's like, oh, I missed the old school country. I'm like, the old school country also was on pop.
Well, a lot of times a country artist would record a song that was a pop song. If you look up songs, it's been done by 50 different artists at that time. And it's just a country version of a pop song. And there was always someone who wasn't country enough.
Mm.
You know, John Denver was not, at one time, was not country enough. It was, oh, John Denver. He's not Waylon Jennings. You know, yes, correct. That's a different style, but it's still country.
Oh,
it still 100% is. 9797 jumping on the today's Q106 Facebook page said he watched the first two. Did they start with... Like I would have to assume they started with bluegrass country, something out of the Appalachian Mountains. I have to assume where it came. Like the first banjo.
I didn't read up on it enough yet.
The first plucker of a banjo there, or did it all start with Hank Williams one?
Maybe. Oh. Beginnings till 1933 was episode one.
Okay.
And it's titled The Rub R-U-B. What's his name? I am not good with classic country trivia.
Only classic I know from back then is Hank, the original Hank, the granddaddy, Hank One.
Oh, and episode one was almost 2 hours long. So this has to be on demand somewhere because some of my friends are like, I watched all 13 episodes already. I'm like, how did they? I don't know if they're in the country music industry, so maybe they got... First dibs?
You would think they would put it up somewhere on one of the streaming services or through one of the cable providers might have where you can find the channel and stream the whole thing.
Maybe.
Would be a smart thing to do there, but I might have to look that up. I love history, and even if it's something that and I like country music, but even if it's something that I normally wouldn't watch, I will watch it if it's done chronologically.
Yes, it's done. This one's done chronologically. So episode one, it says, see how what was first called hillbilly music reaches new audiences through phonographs and radio and launches the career of country music first big stars, the Carter Family and Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, okay. Like, we watched a thing on the History Channel that was about the history of food.
Okay.
Like the Kellogg family, how Kellogg's become as big as it is, how frozen foods became as popular as they are and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just done chronologically. And something that typically would be boring, but we were engrossed. We watched like 4 hours of this, my wife and I did. We're like, how did frozen food get its start?
Yes. That's good. Oh, yeah. 9797 loves Ken Burns documentaries. He's saying he started with the 20s when radio started. Refer back to some of the roots. Very cool. So I'm going to have to Google this a little bit more and see how to watch more of it. But it's on PBS. So that's awesome. And then the Emmys. When I
watched none of that.
And I felt so out of the loop. Every single TV show in the comedy category, I had no clue what they were. I've heard of Veep. Okay, I've heard of Veep. So Veep was up against all the others. I still haven't watched Veep, even though it's been on the Emmys for what? Like, it seems like a decade now. But the winning comedy is Fleabag. So I even went on today's Q106 Facebook page. I'm like, I'm assuming everyone's Googling Fleabag now. Hashtag Emmys, because I'm not familiar with this show. I wasn't familiar with any of the comedies. And, of course, Game of Thrones won for drama.
Okay, so I'm going to go through and tell me if you know any of these. These were your nominees
for
Outstanding Comedy Series.
Yes.
Barry.
Do you know Barry?
Yes, it's a really good show. Bill Hader.
And Bill Hader won for Best Actor.
Okay, that show's really good.
It's good.
Yes,
okay, it's a comedy.
He's a hitman who doesn't want to be a hitman anymore. He wants to be an actor, and he's in L.A., and he's like a struggling actor. It's really, really well done.
Okay.
But, all right, Fleabag, never heard of it. Russian Doll, never heard of it. Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek.
Okay.
Mackenzie was talking about this and said it's Eugene Levy. And his son are the ones that created this. Supposed to be really good. Never heard of it. The Good Place on NBC. So now we got a network show on there. All right.
The Good Place. The Good Place on NBC, though.
That's the one with Ted Danson, I think, where everyone's dead.
Oh.
And they're kind of like in between. They're in heaven and hell. I'm pretty sure what that one is.
Okay.
Marvelous Miss Maisel. We watched the first season of this. Pretty good show. It won last year, I think, or the year before.
Okay.
And then Veep. So only one network show was nominated for comedy on that.
Gotcha. The Good Place at NBC was the only one. Okay. Oh yeah, that is you're right. Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. Right?
Yes.
Kristen Bell?
Yeah, with Kristen Bell? Bell. And that one's all over TV. That one's getting rave reviews. Everyone's loving that one. Ted Danson looks great. He's got a big shock of hair.
Season four already.
Yeah, that one's been nominated for a lot of stuff, but used to be, I guess, Big Bang Theory is off the air, but Modern Family doesn't even get a nomination.
Yeah, Modern Family.
Literally, like that show's got a lot of awards already, but you can't get Modern Family.
And I came into that show late, so I'm loving Modern Family.
I'm surprised
that
Fleabag that I've never heard of beat Modern Family. You have some of the highest paid actors and actresses in the world on Modern Family, one of the biggest shows, yet not even nominated at all.
Oh, man. We're about to jump on our morning show.
All right, we do a radio show during a podcast. Here we go. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. The rain is finally out of the area. Hopefully, you didn't have to deal with any of the flooding that we had over the weekend. So a lot of rain dumping down. We should get a couple days to dry out. It's going to come back on Wednesday, but today, high of 71, sunny. It's 54 at 544.
Before we left you on Friday, we had to call Mom Sarah because her baby's name is tattooed on Jackson's foot. Remember a few months ago when Jackson lost our Race to 1,000 selfies and was going to get a listener's name tattooed on his foot. The name is a very long name. Oliver Dariush Chajowski.
Chipchinski. Yes.
Middle
one is one I have a hard time with. You can't pronounce a name that's on your foot. This thing runs the entire length of my foot. There's probably 95 letters in this thing.
Yes.
And half of them are C's and Z's.
We love it. I just call him Baby Oliver. And that name, Oliver, is turning one on Monday. So we have Mom Sarah on the show with us right now.
So excited to have you on the phone.
Happy birthday, Baby Oliver.
Happy birthday, Amber.
All the screaming stuff, you're going to scare the poor little man.
Isn't it funny when you put on your, like, baby Guga, like, baby Oliver, happy birthday. Do you ever do that around your friend, Sarah, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry if I sound like that, but hey, soak it up.
Yep, all of them, all the time.
I know.
You find yourself spelling swear words. The kids aren't around. It's okay.
Oh, no, man.
We haven't gotten to spelling the swear words yet, but we're probably going to need you here soon.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's one. Okay, so getting into baby Oliver's first birthday weekend, what are you guys doing for his first birthday?
Well, he is going to—he wants to talk to you, too.
I love it.
His first Badger game, though we're not going to brave it in person.
Okay.
But a lot of football this weekend.
Oh, that's great. He's a Wisconsin boy.
He's really taking the football.
Ooh. Sarah, you commented this week to Jackson, and it made me laugh after he showed off his nude photo shoot. What did you say?
Oh, my gosh. I just saw that picture, and all I could think was, that man has my son's name tattooed on his foot.
Well, we have confirmation, getting confirmation on the confirmation,
yes,
that Christian Yelich has seen the photo.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. And so far, what we've been told is he liked it.
Really?
Yes. He said,
I mean, how could he not?
That's what I'm saying.
I know, exactly.
You know, he said, ha, 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 that's pretty funny.
Ooh.
So I think what that means is him and I are best friends now. Mm-hmm.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
And he saw baby Oliver's foot tattoo.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously looking at my feet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, my eyes are, you know, that's the focal point, you know, in that picture right there, clearly.
Not the belly?
Whoa, Steph! Oh, all right, there's no reason to dad bod shame.
I know. Oh, man. Well, I love that. And you guys are having a little get-together or anything? Do you guys go out all with the gifts? Or are you saying, like, no gifts? He has enough toys that I step on every day.
We got him a boatload of Legos.
Oh, yes! Okay.
So he is in a block phase now.
Oh, that's a good boy! Heck
so
yes!
Sweet.
Well, we wish him a very happy birthday.
Jackson, where's your gift for baby Oliver?
It's in the mail.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get gifts for my own kids. My wife buys that stuff. I forget! I'm bad with birthdays!
Well, we love you guys. Give him some smooches from us, okay?
Will do. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye! So cute. So nice talking to little baby Oliver.
I know.
At least mom. Such a wonderful, wonderful family right there.
Okay, so Helen is asking, are we back recording?
Yes, we
okay,
are. We're going.
Agree with you on Fleabag.
She's never seen it or doesn't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and 9797 was saying that he's seen all of them or heard of all of them but Fleabag. Never heard of that. And then I think Helen was saying that she doesn't watch the Emmys because she can't keep up.
I know.
You can't watch all those shows. Like,
yeah.
No one can have all those. You need to share passwords with everybody. We have a decent amount.
I see what you mean, to subscribe to all the different avenues.
There's no way.
That all these TV shows now.
Yeah. So my wife's brother now pays the Netflix account because we've paid for it for the last 10 years. So now he pays for the Netflix account and we share a password.
Yep.
And then we have an Amazon Prime account and HBO Go.
Okay.
That's on that. He's got Hulu, so we get Hulu from him, but we don't ever really watch that.
Yep.
But then there's a new one that was on there that they had during the nominations that I've never even heard of. Pop TV. Never heard of Pop TV. So I didn't even know that's one. Apple TV now has their own programming that's on there as well. So, I mean, just to be able to have those and cable at the same time, there's just no way.
I know. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know how you refer to sometimes we become our own problems?
Yes.
I think we become our own problems.
Well,
this.
You know, back in the day, everyone knew what happened on Johnny Carson because that was the only thing that was on.
Yeah.
Now, hey, did you watch this? Oh, no, I was watching five other things that you've never heard of. Everyone is so divided up into their own little groups and their own little things. There's no real commonality. There's no, you know, it's hard. If there's something that really catches, that's big. Other than that, nobody's watching the same thing, really, or at least not enough to where you can talk about it. You think you do the questions that I write for better. Oh, this is going to be one that everyone's going to know. Oh, no, I don't watch that show. What do you mean you don't watch that show? It's the number one show on TV. Well, I don't watch TV. I watch Netflix. Crap.
Man, I know.
It's really hard to keep up with it.
Albert says he's got to start watching Sons of Anarchy. And that show, isn't that an old show now? Sons of Anarchy?
It's over now.
It is over?
They got
okay.
a new show called Mayan Motorcycle Club, which looks
pretty good. That's what he said. And it's about Mayan Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, it's about a Mexican motorcycle club, which looks really... I like the face tattoos in it, so...
Jeez. Yeah, there's so much out there. I don't even know how new shows even can compete. Like, how do you even get your name started out there?
How do you make money? Like, how do you get people to watch? Are there that many people to start watching things? Are there more people watching? Are there less people watching? I don't. When you start dividing the pie up, it becomes so little for everybody else, but I don't know. Maybe there'll be, instead of shows like Modern Family that has run 10 seasons, 13 seasons, something like that, maybe shows will do 2 or 3 seasons and split. Like the original Office was only a few seasons.
The American Office, the one with Ricky Gervais,
yes.
The original. Okay.
Yeah, the American Office was 12 seasons, I think. Like there's some things where it's all right, you've done enough. You wrote all the stories you can write, and I get the hell out of here. I love Parks and Rec, but they were done after 6 seasons, 6 or 7 seasons,
which is a success.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
And they did what it was that they had to do, and they were gone, and now all the people are doing different stuff too. So, I don't know.
So, what's your favorite show? What should we be watching? Can people comment under the actual podcast, or no? They could only comment on Facebook Live, right?
Well, when we post the podcast, they can comment
that's true,
on
that's
there.
True.
Yeah, they can email us.
Yep.
They can certainly. I mean, there's several ways to contact us and let us know what your favorite shows are. If there's something that you've got that one friend, you've got to be watching this. Like I just said to them about The Righteous Gemstones, a show on HBO. Super hilarious show. It's one of the better shows I've ever seen, but it's also one of those things where if you don't have HBO, you have no idea what the hell I'm talking
about. And
that's
John Goodman, correct?
John Goodman is in it. Danny McBride writes it, who is in Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Very funny show, very inappropriate show, which... You're gonna see a decent amount of wiener in that show.
Oh, no.
You know you got good stuff when you're seeing a lot of wiener. Oh, speaking of a lot of wiener,
what?
We're watching The Deuce on HBO right now, which is James Franco.
Okay.
He's the producer of it, and he plays two characters. He plays himself and his twin brother.
Oh my gosh.
And he does such a good job at playing these two people.
Yes.
It's about the 1970s in New York and the sex trade, like pimps and hoes,
and then
getting into the start of the porn industry becoming more mainstream and stuff. It's really good.
So is it based on real stories that he's found or something?
It's based on like real happenings and real timelines, but I don't think anybody in this is portraying a real person.
Okay.
And it's just really well done. And anything with James Franco, it's one character he plays is runs a bar, okay. And he's always trying to do good, but he's kind of a ne'er-do-well a little bit, but doesn't really mean, anybody any ill will. And then his twin brother, also played by him, is just a degenerate. He's a gambler. He's always stealing and always beating people up, and just it's really neat to see the two different people on screen at the same time, who's played by the same person. But when you look at him, even though they have the same haircut and stuff, it's very clear which one he is. He's so good. He's just such a great actor.
So I wonder, is that why he's doing the show, to show his acting ability? Like, I'm not hiring twins. I'm gonna be twins.
I don't think he needs to show his acting ability. I think
it just sounds like so much extra work behind the scenes with editing and filming.
But it makes it such a great show.
What is it called again?
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 9797 agrees with you. The Deuce is great.
Yeah.
So we'll have to tag them in this, and hopefully they reshare our
podcast.
There
we go. James Franco, we're talking about you. You're insanely talented. We love you, Frankos.
Yeah, join our podcast, or at least reshare it. That would be awesome.
Share Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph.
Thank you guys for joining our conversation today.
Yes, you guys have yourselves a great Monday, and like we always say, click like, do that kind of stuff. Comment on this post here. If you are listening to the podcast, go to the Today's Q106 Facebook page, find the live video, or drop a comment somewhere, and let us know what shows it is that you're watching, something that we haven't talked about that we need to check out. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.